This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Breaking news, as I like to say. State Representative Gordon Hintz says he'll step down as a minority leader in January in the state assembly. He also says he hasn't decided about running again for a spot in Madison. He says he'd like to spend more time with his family. It's in the mail, and it's not a Christmas card. The city of Oshkosh has sent out their annual property tax bills. The city is again asking property owners to mail in their payment due to COVID-19. Property taxes, yes, they're up again. Both the school district and the city need more of your money. It looks like the city of Oshkosh has found some extra money when it comes to the Lakeshore Pavilion project. Bids for the project near the Oshkosh Corporation headquarters came in about $1 million more than expected. Construction could begin sometime next spring. The city council expected to approve the additional funding tonight. Page 2, and the winner is Jesse Jack Cooper. The women's rights advocate from Oshkosh was the winner of an online poll to determine the name of the new Oshkosh Middle School. Hooper helped women get the vote back in 1920. Other finalists will also be recognized, including Paul Poberesny, founder of the EAA. The school STEM lab will be named after Paul. The four Phantoms are on their way to Oshkosh. It is the biggest show of the year for the Oshkosh Grand. Shows are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Tickets range anywhere from $55 to $100. The Winnebago County Board of Supervisors expected to vote today on an opioid settlement. Under the terms of the settlement, the county will get better than $6 million from drug makers and distributors. It's part of a nationwide settlement. Winnebago County lost several people to opioid addiction. And tonight is the final night for the Oshkosh Fire Department to join Santa and make their trek for the 23rd annual Toy and Food Drive. Tonight they'll be on the northwest side of the city near the fire station 17 and 19. Now, you still have a few days to donate toys, food, or cash. You can drop by any of the fire stations. That's Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again on Thursday. Newsworthy is sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41. I'm Bob Brunel.